Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
It could take several days to get all of the power back on in Moore County, North Carolina, after two electrical substations were struck by gunfire. It's being investigated as a criminal act. The sheriff calls it cowardly. More than 30,000 homes and businesses are without power. Schools are closed in the area that includes Pinehurst and Southern Pines, about an hour southwest of Raleigh. One local economic official described the area, known for its golf courses and local pottery, as, quote, eerily quiet. At a time of year when businesses are normally full of tourists and holiday shoppers. The county is under a state of emergency. Authorities have not yet determined a possible motive for the vandalism. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.